Module 5。 你将从录音上听到若干段小对话或讲话，每一段放两遍，请根据每段话的内容回答一个或数个问题，问题及选择答案均印在下面，每个问题给你25秒回答时间。For example,
I wonder why the office is still not open.
That is not yet 9. In fact, it's only 9:15. 第一段对话，回答第一题。
Hello, this is room 305. What time is dinner, please?
The main restaurant opens at 8 o'clock in the evening and closes at 10 o'clock. Our coffee shop is open 24 hours a day.
And what time is it now, please?
It's 7 p.m.
Thank you.
第二段对话，回答第二至五题。
Morning, Lily. Did you enjoy your holiday in Guilin?
Yes, thanks. We had a great time. And some friends went with us.
Where did you stay? In a hotel?
We camped in the mountains in Guilin. We cooked all our meals on an open fire and ate outside.
Sounds wonderful. Was the weather good?
The sun shone nearly every day and it didn't rain once.
Did you like the people there?
Yes, they were great. We met some farmers and had tea in their houses.
When did you get back? Last night?
No, you might think we were mad. We came back this morning. I got up at 4:30, left at 5 o'clock and arrived here at 9 o'clock.I'm so tired. What about you? Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, but I didn't do much. I just stayed in. The weather was terrible.
第三段对话，回答第六至九题。Come in, please.
Hello, Alice. Where is Joan? I want her to type this letter for me.
I'm afraid she can't. She isn't working today.
Oh, why? Is she ill?
No, she's studying for an exam.
An exam? Is she going to school?
Yes, she is. She is learning Japanese at night school.
I see. Are you going to night school too?
No, I'm not. Not this year. But I'm thinking about taking a course next year.
That's a good idea. Is it expensive?
No, not very. Anyway, it's worth the money. 第四段对话，回答第十至十三题。Excuse me, I'm a student of this school during the day. I'm writing a report for a school newspaper. It's about the evening school. Can I ask you a few questions?
Okay. There are about 15 minutes before my classes begin.
Thanks. Well, where are you from? And when did you come to this country?
I'm from Russia. I came here with my wife and children last year.
Did you know any English before you arrived in Washington?
Yes, I did. I learned English in middle school.
How are you getting along with your English now?
My reading, writing, and grammar are okay. But I have some problems with talking to Americans. It seems that they don't like to talk to people like me.
I'm sorry. I know some Americans don't try to understand foreigners. That's too bad. Well, do you have a job?
Yes, I do. I work in a shop.
Where do you live?
We still live with my uncle in Bell Street. He has a big house. And my brother is coming to join us soon.
You mean he's come here from Russia?
That's right.
I see. Well, I have finished my questions. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
第五段讲话，回答第十四至十八题。
Now, you want to know about life in the past, right? I can tell you. When I was a boy, things were different. I had to get up at 6 every morning. That was not very bad in summer, but in winter it was cold.And we didn't have any hot water in the house. We had to wash in cold water. We didn't have a bathroom. My dad had some chickens. I had to feed them every morning. And then I had to walk to school with my little sister. It was 2 miles to school and 2 miles back in the evening.But it always seemed longer in the morning when we were going to school. There was a bus, but we didn't have the money. And we had to go to bed at 7 o'clock every night. We couldn't watch TV because there wasn't any. On Sundays, we had to go to church 3 times morning,afternoon and evening. We couldn't play outside on Sundays. But it wasn't all bad. We had some good times. We could go out and our parents didn't have to worry about us. There weren't so many cars on the roads then. So the streets were safe to play in. And there were not many robbers and thieves in those days.We had to work hard, and we weren't able to buy all those things in the shops today. Life was hard, but it was simple, and people were happier. I don't think I would like to be young today.
第六段讲话，回答第十九至二十题。Last night, thieves broke into the city museum and stole paintings worth over £250,000. The breaking happened around 12 o'clock at night, but was not discovered until 6 in the morning.At present, it is not known how the thieves got into the building. Though a guard of the museum is helping the police with their questions.